So as you know, we have prayer requests that we list, and if you click on the slides things, you'll see the ones that we have listed and what we know about. But more importantly, we like to come into agreement with you and also seek wisdom and grace through prayer, encouraging one another. So if you'd ever want to be added to our list, why please let Phil know or myself, either with an email, a text, or a phone call. But we always think about prayer, and that's what I'd like to talk about today as we prepare our hearts and minds for the upcoming new year. But I was looking last night at candlelight. We had Holy Communion. And sometimes we don't follow the rituals of Holy Communion that's laid out for us. So I was thinking about that's what I'd like to reflect on today, about prayer. Because the opening prayer in the ritual of Holy Communion in our hymnal says this: Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. And then we have a confession and pardon. And I really always like this, and sometimes we just do it by rote, and we kind of go over it. So this is what I'd like to do today, is recite that confession and pardon prayer that's part of Holy Communion. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love, and we have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And then we always close with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. I really think that the true Lord's Prayer is found in John 17. And I say that because Jesus prayed for us. Can you imagine God praying for you? Yeah, he's praying for you all the time, you and me. But when the disciples recognized that Jesus had a special relationship with God the Father, and they came to him and said, can you teach us how to pray? And Jesus said, yeah, I'd be honored to do that. And he gave us what we call the Lord's Prayer. And it is the Lord's Prayer because he taught it. But he also said, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray together the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, there's a couple translations of this prayer, but the one in the King James that I really like, but deliver us from the evil one. Because God does not create evil, but the evil one does. Amen? But I continue. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day.